In this video, we'll learn about working with Access Services in SharePoint Online. Access Services allows you to publish Microsoft Access databases to SharePoint or SharePoint Online. Once you've published the Access database, you can choose the interface which you'd like to use to manage the data. You can still work directly in the Access client, or you can manage the data directly from SharePoint Online or SharePoint. When you publish an Access database, an Access Services website is created. The content inside the Microsoft Access database is converted to SharePoint artifacts. For example, the Access tables are converted to SharePoint lists, you have your reports, and the Access forms are converted to HTML or ASP.NET pages. The advantage here is that users that don't have Access installed can still use the Access Services web to manage the data. And of course, different than working with a single Access database file, multiple users can work on the Access database in the Access Services web at the same time. Let's switch over to SharePoint Online and take a look at an example of publishing an Access database issues list to SharePoint Online. So the first thing I'll do is start Microsoft Access, and I'll be prompted to create a new database. So I'll choose the Issues and Tasks template, and I'd like to create an Issues web database. We'll just leave it here with the default name. So Access downloads the template and creates an instance of this database for me. So I need to just add a default user to this database so we can use it. So let's explore the artifacts that are created as part of this database. So we have an open issues table, so I can create an issue here. So let's say we have a new issue called Send SharePoint Online Credentials to Accounting. It's open by me, open today, no closed issues, list of users in our database, and a bunch of reports. So we can explore some of these reports, issues by category, etc. So let's save the database, and what we'd like to do now is publish this to Access Services. So right here from Backstage, I select Publish to Access Services. First thing I'd like to do though is check if I have anything in my database which might be incompatible with the Access Web in SharePoint Online. So the compatibility check worked and brought up no issues. So I'll publish this to Access Web Services and specify site name of issues. I want to publish this to my lab site in SharePoint Online, so let me just grab this URL here. And let's publish the website, or publish the database. See the SharePoint artifacts being created out of the Microsoft Access artifacts. So the publish operation succeeded, and here's the URL of my website for my Access Services database. Go ahead and click that and open the site. So now that my Issues web database is ready, let's take a moment and explore its contents. You can see this doesn't really look much like the SharePoint Online site template that we had. This is a custom site template that was created for the Issues database, and it pretty much looks almost like the Access database that we were working with previously. You can see that the data was synchronized. Same data that we had in our Access database is now here. Let me go to my Open Issues database or table and create a new issue. So I'll enter the new issue details. Just call this testing access web and go ahead and save and close. One interesting thing is if we go back to the Access database itself, we can sync the changes back with the server. And if you take a look at the open issues table, here's the data that we entered when we were in SharePoint Online. So the new Access Web Services features in SharePoint 2010 and SharePoint Online are really powerful for information workers to create databases, publish them to SharePoint Online, and administer the data in the databases from the Access client or directly from SharePoint Online.